With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Officials say the Justice Department has indicted former FBI Director James Comey over the posting of a social media photo. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Last year, Comey posted a beach photo of seashells in the shape of the numbers 8647. 86 is slang for get rid of, and administration officials asserted that Comey was advocating the assassination of Donald Trump, the 47th president. At the time, Comey said it was simply a political message, and he deleted the post. The indictment is the second criminal case the Justice Department has brought against the former FBI director. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A U.S. soldier charged with using intel to win $400,000 on a Maduro raid pleads not guilty.
A special forces soldier pleads not guilty Tuesday to charges he used classified information about the mission to capture former Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro to win more than $400,000 on the prediction market, Holly Market. 38-year-old Gannon Ken Van Dyke entered the plea after he was charged with the unlawful use of confidential government information for personal gain. The case comes during heavy scrutiny on prediction markets, which allow people to trade or wager on almost anything, as policymakers call for stricter regulations on the platforms amid concerns about insider trading. Julie Walker, New York.
Federal agents have served search warrants in Minnesota in an ongoing fraud investigation of publicly funded social programs for children. No details about possible crimes were disclosed, though armed agents were seen at child care centers in the Minneapolis area on Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 25 points, the NASDAQ dropped 223, the S&P lower by 35. This is SRN News. Assisted suicide has been put on hold in the United Kingdom.
The House of Lords has failed to pass legislation that would allow people in England and Wales to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. Supporters of the measure are vowing to bring it back to the floor sometime this summer, but the procedural process will be tricky. There is strong opposition to the bill in the public and amongst pro-life advocates, who point out other European countries that have legalized the practice have seen a surge in suicide. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. isn't the only country that is debating abortion these days. A court of appeal in Kenya has overturned a ruling that affirmed the right to access abortion, setting up a legal clash that's likely to be appealed again to the Kenyan Supreme Court. The appeals court reiterated that abortion denies a child the right to life as guaranteed in the Constitution and is prohibited except in circumstances such as when the life of the mother is at risk. This is SRN News. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby insists a merger between his airline and rival American would benefit travelers, despite Americans' refusal to engage in negotiations.
The stock of both airlines soared 2 weeks ago when reports surfaced that Kirby had floated the idea of combining the two of the biggest U.S. airlines to the White House. Kirby says he had approached American directly about a tie-up, but it's unclear whether that was before or after the White House meeting. Days after the meeting in Washington, American shot down the idea of a merger, saying it is not engaged with or interested in any discussions regarding a merger with United Airlines. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Federal Reserve will meet this week ahead of a looming leadership transition that remains fuzzy, and Wednesday's news conference will be closely watched for any clarification. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.